Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Later on, I'll be announcing the winner of the drawing for the timeless CD, Hot British Dance Bands. But first, we have some wonderful songs to play for you this evening, literally, because today, March 11th, marks the birth in 1903 in South Dakota of Lawrence Welk. Decades before he played champagne music on KTLA-TV in Los Angeles from 1951 to 55, Welk formed Lawrence Welk's Novelty Orchestra, known as America's Biggest Little Band, because each member could play several instruments. The band toured the Midwest, playing polkas and waltzes with novelty instrumentation, and recorded for Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana, and for Broadway in Grafton, Wisconsin. The Broadway recordings were issued in Australia by Lyric and credited to Paul's Novelty Orchestra. And if you were listening to the show a couple of weeks ago, you heard Looking for the Love Light in the Dark by Paul's Novelty Orchestra. I have to admit that I didn't know until researching this show that that was actually Lawrence Welk. The band was credited on other labels as Gus Winsome's Orchestra and George Tucker and his Novelty Band. They gained enormous popularity from broadcasting on WNAX in Yankton, South Dakota in late 1927. Names used later included Lawrence Welk and his Hotsy Totsy Boys, and from 1934 to 37, Lawrence Welk and his Honolulu Fruit Gum Orchestra. Lawrence Welk died of pneumonia at his home in Santa Monica, California on May 17, 1992. Unfortunately, I don't have more of his recordings from those early days, but I do have some other wonderful, wonderful songs from the period. Here's Nat Shilkret.
Thank you. think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? All of my shirts are unsightly, all of my ties are a crime. If, dear, in you I picked rightly, why, it's the very first time. Came along, say, I think you're wonderful, I think you're grand, but I may be wrong.
Thank you. marvelous, you should care for me. Soft eyes, paradise, what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me.
Some wonderful, wonderful songs to commemorate the birth of Lawrence Welk on March 11th, 1903. We started off the show with that wonderful something, Nat Shilkret and his Victor Orchestra, credited on that October 31st, 1929 recording as Mark Kell's Happy-Go-Lucky Boys. Then it was Ed Lloyd and his orchestra, actually Ed Kirkaby, along with Smith Ballou and two other unidentified vocalists, and I May Be Wrong, But I Think You're Wonderful, from an OK 78 recorded on October 10th, 1929. That was followed by What a Wonderful Time, written by Phoenix-born William Sonny Clay, who led the California Poppies in that 1923 recording made in Los Angeles. And we finished up with Swonderful, the Ipana Troubadours from November 30th, 1927, with Scrappy Lambert providing the vocal. During this era, there were a number of orchestras that only worked in the radio stations and recording studios and never performed publicly. These orchestras very often took the name of a show's sponsor. Sam Lannon and his Ipana Troubadours was one of these bands, the sponsor being, of course, Ipana Toothpaste. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison, and you can be sure that we'll return right after this. We're back with more Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week on March 5th in 1872, George Westinghouse, at age 22, received the first of his 361 patents for the air brake, a device to stop trains using compressed air. By the way, the first radio station in the world was Westinghouse KDKA in Pittsburgh. Well, air brakes may be able to stop trains, but they can't stop Willie Lewis. Thank you.
lines in the air. Stop the night, stop the dawn. That roll, stop the clouds that unfold. I got pain in my soul. My man's gone.
And you, you're the boss now, but I'm not through. You can turn me down, honey, that's all right, but I'll get even with you tonight, 'cause you can't stop me from dreaming. But I'll get even with you tonight, 'cause you can't stop me from dreaming. I want to get you cheek to cheek. Want to show you my new technique. You can say no, no, honey, that's not right, but I'll have you on me own tonight, 'cause you can't stop me from dreaming. For each night in the park, when it grows dark, I'll dream we're there with lots of love to spare, and we'll both sail on passion's wings. You can't stop me from thinking things. There are lots I'd teach you by hook or crew that you won't find in a kookery boo, 'cause you can't stop me from dreaming.
Some songs about stopping to commemorate the invention of the air brake by George Westinghouse in 1872. Willie T. Lewis was born in Cleburne, Texas on June 10, 1905. He played clarinet in his school orchestra and played at a local cinema. He studied at the New England Conservatory in Boston, and after a brief job with Will Marion Cook's band, in 1925 he joined the Sam Wooding Orchestra in New York. They sailed to Europe, playing and recording mainly in Berlin, Barcelona, and Paris. The Wooding Band broke up in 1931, and Lewis returned to the U.S., formed his own band, went back to Europe, and opened at the Merry Grill in Brussels. His band became one of the most popular and commercially successful orchestras in Europe of the late 1930s. The band was working in Belgium and the Netherlands in 1939 and 40, but because of the German invasion, they were forced to flee to Switzerland, where they recorded the first in that set of stopping songs, You Can't Stop Me. Willie Lewis and his Negro Band from June 27, 1941. Then it was Connie, Martha, and Vet, the Boswell Sisters, backed by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in New York on February 24, 1932, and Stop the Sun, Stop the Moon. In the band, Bunny Berrigan on trumpet, Dick McDonough on guitar, and Joe Tardo on string bass. Next, it was George Formby and a Cliff Friend David Franklin song from November 28, 1937, You Can't Stop Me From Dreaming. And we finished up with Billy Arnold's novelty band, Billy Arnold on piano in London on December 14, 1920, and Stop It. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, inviting you to send your comments or requests to me by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. 909-641-0805. We'll be back with some firsts right after this. Last week, March 6th, marked the birth in 1906 of Louis Francis Costello. You know him better as Lou Costello, half of the comedy duo Abbott and Costello, whose official teaming was in 1936. Although they were popular on the burlesque circuit, it wasn't until they appeared on the Kate Smith Radio Hour, performing what would soon become known as their classic signature skit, Who's On First, that Bud Abbott and Lou Costello achieved stardom. They signed with Universal in 1939 and starred in a decade of box office hits such as Buck Privates, In the Navy, Hold That Ghost, Naughty 90s, Time of Their Lives, and their 1948 cult classic Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. So here, in honor of Lou Costello and Who's On First, is a set of first songs, and the first one is from Jimmy Joy's orchestra.
Kissing your picture tin,
close my eyes without dreaming of you.
Ba da da,
I'm losing my appetite.
Bip bap boop boop bee ba, you're the first thing I think of in the morning, and the last thing I think of at night.
Thank you.
rocking horse that I got from Santa Claus. My first thrill was you. My first thrill, it wasn't the circus clown that scared all the kids in town. My first thrill was you. Remember that morning in September, the day you let me carry your books to school. I stuttered with every word I uttered. I held your hand and blushed like an April fool. My first thrill, it wasn't the sun's eclipse. I'm sure it was your two lips when I kissed you.
Something indescribably new. I stood there gazing at you, and you were smiling at me. That like to knock my brains out. You merely made me kick my calm. If you had stepped right out of heaven, oh mercy, it wouldn't surprise me more, 'cause I thought you was an angel. Thought Gabriel sent you right down out of heaven's front door. Might sound silly but true, my heart just stopped when I caught your eye. So overwhelming was my first impression of you. Thank you.
first love, a long, long rehearsed love. You're my first love to love. I've gazed long in lovely, alluring eyes. Yours alone revealed to me paradise. All your graces, your soft, sweet embraces, each erases the past. When your tender lips I press, that's my dream of happiness. You're my first love to last.
Jimmy Joy and his orchestra started off that set of first songs to commemorate the birth of Lou Costello with You're the First Thing I Think of in the Morning. Jimmy Joy's real name was James Monty Maloney. He led bands in Texas and the Southwest from the 20s through the 40s. His style started as hot, but he sweetened it in the late 20s for the hotel trade. In the band on that Brunswick recording from May 21, 1928, Jimmy Joy, clarinet and alto sax, Frank Waterhouse and Russ Majestic on trumpets, Matty Matlock and Gilbert O'Shaughnessy on clarinet and alto sax, Terry Shands piano, Earl Hatch piano accordion, Clyde Austin played banjo and guitar, Pappy Maples on tuba, Dick Hamill on drums, but the vocal trio is unidentified. After Jimmy Joy, we heard Jack Hilton from March 1, 1936, and My First Thrill. That was followed by Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm, recording in Hollywood on December 16, 1937, and My First Impression of You. And we wrapped up that first set with My First Love to Last, George Scott Wood and his orchestra, with Sam Brown performing vocally on October 10, 1933. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison. I'll be back right after this. This past week on March 6th in 1886, the first magazine published for nurses debuted in New York City. The new publication was called, appropriately enough, The Nightingale. So here, for all the RNs in the audience, and to commemorate The Nightingale, are the Charleston Seven. Thank you. From an 80 RPM Edison Diamond disc, the Charleston 7, Miff Mole on trombone and possibly Red Nichols on trumpet, and an Irving Caesar George Gershwin composition, Nashville Nightingale, recorded November 24, 1924. This past week on March 7th in 1933, CBS Radio debuted the first daytime radio serial, Marie the Little French Princess. The series, which starred Ruth York as Marie, a princess of a fictitious country who ran away to become a commoner, had a successful run of 2 years on the air. So here to commemorate Marie, and to all the Maries out there, are a couple of songs about Marie. Actually, the first one is Marie Marie.
Marie, Marie, Marie. Ich bin verliebt in dich, es gibt nur eine, denn so ist keine wie dich. Du steht Marie, Marie, am Fenster vis-à-vis. Schau ich hinüber und ich schau drüber, doch weiter kommen wir nie. Marie, Marie, du hast mir's angetan, immer spät und früh. Schau ich dich an, wie trugen die Blicke funken, Marie. Marie, warum kommst du denn nie? Bei Mondenscheine zu mir, kleine Marie.
Ein kariertes Baumwollkleidchen, einen hellen Schurz und ein breites Band am Röckchen, das beinahe zu kurz. An den großen Zackenkragen und am blonden Haar
hat das Mädel mit dem strahlend blauen Augenfach. Sie heißt Marie, Marie, ich bin verliebt in sie. Es gibt nur eine, denn so ist keine wie die entzückende Marie. Und steht Marie, Marie, am Fenster vis-à-vis. Schau ich hin rüber und ich schau drüber, doch weiter kommen wir doch beide nie.
Marie, Marie, du hast mir's angetan, im Spät und Früh. Schau ich dich an,
die Blicke funken, Marie. Marie, warum kommst du denn nie? Bei Mondenscheine zu mir, keine Marie.
Marie, warum kommst du denn nie? Bei Mondenschein zu mir, du kleine Marie.
Bei Mondenscheine zu mir, du kleine Marie.
Will you surrender?
Wrapping up this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records from an Electrola 78 from 1930, the Comedian Harmonists and Marie Marie. And we finished up with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Jack Leonard performing vocally on Irving Berlin's Marie. I wish I had a CD to give to everyone who wrote, emailed, and called in for their chance to win the timeless CD Hot British Dance Bands 1925 to 1937, but unfortunately I had just one. And it goes to listener Fred in La Crescenta. Congratulations to Fred all the way out there in La Crescenta. It's too bad that a local Avalon listener didn't win, but it is nice to know that our signal reaches all the way out there to La Crescenta. Anyway, Fred will be getting that timeless CD, Hot British Dance Bands, 1925 to 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7 in Avalon. I'd love to hear from you with your requests and or comments. You can send email to Glenn at glennrobison.com, GlennRobison. You can send postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. Area code 909-641-0805. I'll remind you that KISL is now streaming online. You can find the link at www.kisl.org. And as always, I do thank you for your very kind attention.